better weather this week in general to help folks dig out and reconnect the power grid in these places. And I hope that happens because the weather then starts probably to deteriorate again, but in a different way, starting late Thursday or Friday.
That's UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain speaking yesterday on his YouTube channel about the massive snowstorms in parts of California and what looks like another one on the way later this week. Another atmospheric river storm system is expected to drench California beginning Thursday night. Just the latest in what feels like a never-ending series of storms that have pummeled the state since the end of last year. And with the record snowfall we've seen, what could be a warmer, wetter storm brings the potential for a lot of flooding. Joining me now is Andrew Schwartz. He is lead scientist with UC Berkeley's Sierra Snow Lab. That's up in the Donner Pass, and it's a research station where they study the snowpack and drought conditions. So far, the lab there has recorded nearly 50 feet of snow there this year. That's taller, by the way, than each letter of the Hollywood sign. Hi.
Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. All right. So tell me right now, you look out your window, what does it look like?
I can't look out my window. They are boarded up to make sure that the snow doesn't come and put too much force on the windows and shatter them. So it's effectively a dark and natural light-free second story of our lab.
So how difficult is it for you to do your job, which is to check different scientific instruments that record the snowpack? How do you do that now?
Realistically, actually, the deep snows made it a little bit easier. Most of these things are mounted very, very high up on towers that we have to climb during the summer, and they're mounted high in case the snowpack gets very deep, like it has this year. So when the snowpack gets deep, instead of having to climb the tower, we can just snowshoe right up to it and kind of shovel things out and work on it at eye level. It kind of makes things a little bit easier. That being said, I do have tennis elbow in both my elbows from the last 2 weeks' worth of snow shoveling, and I've been babying my back a little bit simply because there's just been so much snow to shovel and move around after these big storms.
Is it safe for you to be out there, though? Aren't there avalanches and things like that?
Fortunately, the lab isn't located really anywhere near an avalanche risk area. We do have a small hill behind us, but there's a lot of forest in that area, and we don't have to worry too much about it. The biggest concern, realistically, is just that we're set about 1,000 feet off the closest road. And so when we do get this really light and fluffy snow that can be at times 6 feet deep, it can make things very challenging. And so we have to make sure that we're as prepared as possible to deal with any emergency that might come up.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to get out and get food and all that?
We're actually one of the better suited facilities for getting out when there is big snow. We have our snowshoes, of course, if we need to do it on foot, but we also have a snowcat that we can load up with groceries or even instrumentation that needs to go between the road and the snow lab, and we can take that back and forth. When it gets really deep, the snowcat does struggle a little bit. It was built in 1965, so older than me for sure. But we can get back and forth relatively easily when we need to go get stuff, as long as the roads are open, that is.
Well, the last time you came on the show, this was around this time last year, and we were talking about how there was no snow. So it's quite an extreme to have you back a year later, and we have all of this. So how are you thinking about the situation with the water and the snowpack now in California?
We're in pretty favorable conditions right now, especially compared to the last several years. You know, we're getting to later in the season. We're above average, whereas last year we had an amazing December, and then everything kind of flatlined from January through March. So things are looking very optimistic, especially with the fact that, as Daniel Swain mentioned, we have plenty more precipitation coming in over the next couple weeks. That said, we are a little bit concerned because we do have this big, deep, amazing snowpack, and it's in areas where we don't normally expect snow as frequently. And we're looking at potentially warmer atmospheric rivers, which means we could see that rain coming in on the snow. We could see a little bit of flooding as well. So that is a concern that we do have moving forward. But so far, the amount of moisture we've had this year has been just terrific.
You know, Andrew, a lot of people are saying, oh my gosh, all of this weather, all of this snow, all of this rain, we must have made a big dent in the drought situation. Is that accurate?
That's absolutely accurate. We've seen a lot of our short-term drought characteristics really improve, with many regions around the state coming out of severe and exceptional drought and now moving towards moderate. Some of the foothill regions and in the Sierra are actually now not in drought any longer. So we've made dramatic improvements with our short-term drought. Long-term drought is going to take a little bit more time to resolve. We're hoping for a couple above average years to really get that taken care of. But with that being said, this year could not have gone better in terms of really helping resolve the drought.
How much of this water is seeping into the aquifers?
That's kind of a magic question, and that's the reason why we need multiple years of above-average conditions to really bulk up and get us out of drought. So our surface reservoirs fill quite quickly when we have big snowfall and big rain events, and we get spring runoff. However, those aquifers take a lot longer to recharge. So we do need a couple, you know, maybe two or three above-average years to really get those to come up to where we don't have to worry about them quite as much and where they're not as drawn down.
Has there ever been a moment when you've been doing this job where you've seen the snow top the measurement stick that you have out there?
Well, I've only been doing this job for 2 years. I'll put that out there. And I have yet to see that occur. With that being said, this year, I think, is going to be the year to do it out of the two that I've been up here, because it just won't stop. We have a lot of snow piling up on these towers. Some of them are up to 15 feet tall, and we're actually getting the snow completely topping over those towers now. So we are definitely starting to get some things buried here on the site that ordinarily we wouldn't expect, but that's the cost of having a good winter. And if that's the worst of it, then I'm happy.
So you're having the best time of your life right now?
Other than the shoveling, I would say yes. Great snowboarding, great data collection. The shoveling, even the shoveling has helped me get a little bit of exercise. So it's been an absolute, I've really enjoyed it, yeah.
Okay, Andrew Schwartz, lead scientist with UC Berkeley's Sierra Snow Lab. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Coming up, why a diabetes drug has taken Hollywood by storm. That's next on Press Play.